And the mines out in open pit mines, these are shaft mines up there. 9,000 feet deep, I think, is the deepest one. They're a long ways down in the ground. But, in the mines in Wyoming, more open pit mines, they started finding copper there, so it was easier to extract it, you know. So the mines ended up shutting down. I think last one shut down in the 50s. So they kind of went through a stage of, well, just berries and, yeah, I mean, they were living off the land. Just, by the 80s come along, they were depressing, man. Like I said, 25% unemployment rate. But I think a lot of people, they moved back. They got, made their millions elsewhere, moved back, and it's a beautiful area. But they bought their land to live up there, you know. It's better shape now. But along with a lot more people. So there's good and bad to everything, of course. Kind of like down there, I'm sure. Before everybody moved in. I think I've said enough tonight, Gary. We're looking at 6 below 0, I believe, right now. It's been getting cold today. Certainly, the snow that's out there is not slippery anymore. That thing is gritty as far as snow goes. With these kind of temps, get slippery, you know, near freezing or thawing. So, I don't know, it's supposed to go down to 10 below or something tonight, up to 22 tomorrow. And then, 15 for a high, low tomorrow night. So, kind of going through a dip here. Anyhow, back to you, Gary. Say hi to Joy. Check out that picture and we'll talk to you later. KI4DOS on that, KB0KBJ.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, talking with KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Well, Steve, you tell Miss Megan we said hello. Again, hope all of you, you fellas, y'all children and everybody are doing well, and hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas coming up. I'll be here at Christmas Eve, Steve, so I think that's, I looked at the calendar right, so hopefully if you get a chance, come back and talk with me on Christmas Eve. We'll talk about something else. But you and the family have a wonderful rest of the week. I hope it warms up a little bit. I was noticing on the weather, I've got, you got me kind of interested in watching the weather as to what happens up there, and then a couple of 3 days later it happens down here. It's not you know, below freezing or anything like that, but the last time I looked, it was like 37 degrees or something like that here. That's probably warm compared to 6 below. Well, I know it is, but anyway, you know, you wouldn't recognize the place around here now, Steve. It's got apartments and houses and townhomes and stuff like that going up everywhere. So the area is growing at a rapid pace, and sometimes I'm wondering if it might not be too rapid, but we'll have to wait and see on that. But you and Miss Megan and all the children have a wonderful evening, and good talking to you as always. Look forward to doing it again there soon. 73, my friend. We'll talk to you a little bit later. If I don't get to talk to you before Christmas, y'all have a Merry Christmas. To have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. I went back and refreshed my pre-net check-ins, and I had two more pre-nets. I got N4UYB, that's Miss Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. And N4DFM, that's Mr. Tony up in Richmond, Virginia. So we're getting them from all over the place this evening, which is a good thing. Our net seems to be well recognized in other places, so we do appreciate that. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening. This Wednesday evening, I'll submit my net report here, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 65 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, don't ever forget, y'all are the ones that make the net. If you don't check in with us, we don't have a net. Don't have anybody to talk to. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.